你好，
我是Nicola，
我是Fetuli。
Hey everybody, welcome back to this week on Channel 9. I think we have a kind of unique show for you today.
Yeah.
Guess what's different about us? Come on, guess. Anything different? No? Okay. We'll let you keep guessing.
Yeah.
Anyway, where are we, Fetuli?
We are currently in Beijing. We're doing the Build Tour.
That's right.
Yeah, and we actually started the Build Tour in Shanghai. We kicked it all off in China. So this is the second run-through of this event. And we're now currently on the day two.
Yeah.
We have a lot of more cities coming up for the Build Tour. For us, we're going to Seoul next, but I know we have a European team. They're visiting different cities in Europe for a Build Tour, and then we have someone going to India and Australia.
That's right.
Yeah, and for the Build Tour, we have a lot of cool new content. We have demos, we have new things, we have some things that you saw at Build. So yeah, I know that we're still having a lot of seats open, so if you guys want to join us.
And we're doing something different this year. Instead of just doing a one day where just presentations, we're also doing a second day, which is kind of a workshop slash hackathon.
And that's what we're
going through
right now.
That's right. We're not right now in the day two Beijing hackathon, where we are doing all kinds of cool stuff around Centennial, and we're doing stuff around the PWA, Progressive Web Applications, and Azure Containers, and Azure Functions, and bots, and Xamarin.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's really cool stuff, and people are having a lot of fun. Even MR, mixed reality, is
Yeah, we have people doing Unity and even Babel and JS.
And you can see we're having a lot of fun with the noses and everything. So it's a whole team. It's a kind of a show. So people are having it, loving it. Some prizes at the end.
Yeah.
It's awesome. Now, let's actually get into the stories.
So
the first story is E3.
Yeah. And when is that?
So E3 is happening next week, for those that don't know. But Larry has a great blog post that talks about what you should expect from Xbox for E3. We will have a live stream of the briefing that's happening on Sunday. You can watch it on YouTube, you can watch it on Twitter. It's going to be great.
Yeah, and what's new this year is that we can actually broadcast this in 4K.
That's right. Yeah. 4K, so you have a 4K device, you can watch this in 4K. Imagine this Xbox beautifulness in 4K pixels.
Exactly.
Those pixels, it's gonna be
I'm
amazing.
Looking forward to see this.
That's right. And speaking of this, Larry Herb, Major Nelson, has a blog post and a video on Project Scorpio, where he's interviewing Kevin Gamble, one of the Xbox heads, on Project Scorpio and the development kit that we released for developers. And I think it's a very good video to watch if you're interested in E3 before you actually watch the E3.
If you can't wait, go and check out what kind of overview he gives you.
That's right.
And talking about some data, we just actually released a huge set of data from Xbox Live. Can you talk a little bit more about this?
So this is, I really like this. Ars Technica took a lot of public data that's available for Xbox Live and Xbox Live gamer tags, and they did an analysis of what are people using on the Xbox, both Xbox 360 and Xbox One, and there's a lot of good insight. So if you're a data geek, I think this is something that you would enjoy and you would love to do. So I encourage everybody to go through this, and just really cool stuff, like talking about who's doing a lot of game playing, who's actually not doing gameplay, just watching like TV apps. Or
I know a lot of people use the Xbox just as an entertainment tab in their living room.
So it's good to see this data. It's all done with public data.
Exactly.
Cool. Yeah.
And talking about
nothing related to Xbox,
like Xamarin and stuff that we're doing here at the Build Tour, we're actually having an ebook.
That's right.
Which is all about building cross-platform enterprise applications using Xamarin.
Mm-hmm. So we're doing a lot of Xamarin Form development here at the workshop for the Build Tour. And then David has ebooks on Xamarin Forms for patterns, what kind of patterns to use when using Xamarin Form app development. Things from MVVM and authenticating with different app services and how do we separate code across different platforms.
It comes with a full source code of a couple of apps as well, so they're open source. So go ahead and check it out. Yeah.
It's really cool. I definitely recommend it.
And what is Scott Houseman doing right now?
What isn't he doing right now?
He's always having a lot of cool projects.
That's right. So I wanted to put this in here. He has a blog post on how to create a retro arcade. And a lot of people know this about him. He is a retro arcade, like a fanboy. He creates all kinds of arcades, and he loves doing that. And this is a great blog post. He talks about how to do it with the Raspberry Pi and the Retro Pi, and how to actually do this with many different, even using cartridges, et cetera, that you can buy in any like old shops, et cetera. So it's a really good blog post that I would strongly recommend for everybody.
So we're at the pick of the week.
That's right. So my pick of the week is this really cool project. Essentially, is a 3D hologram of Cortana. So you know Cortana that's in the Halo games, not the Cortana that's in the app, but actually connects the whole Cortana version of Halo with the Cortana version of Windows. So that way, when you actually want to talk to Cortana on Windows, it has the hologram that shows up on your whatever you put her. So essentially, a USB screen with the pyramid, the glass pyramid on top. So that way, when you present it, it looks like a actual hologram, and it actually follows the user where they're going, actually faces the user. And he did a lot of recording with the Kinect on his wife to actually get all the movement right. So he connected this with the actual web service for Cortana, so you can ask her like, what's the weather like, and she can actually respond like Cortana would, but using the actual 3D holograph of Halo Cortana. That's really cool. And he talked about how to do it yourself.
Yeah.
So it's your pick of the week.
Yeah. So as we move towards general AI, it's very important that machines can talk with different agents or even humans. So Project Malmö, which you see here, is actually a research project for AI that's built on top of the Minecraft framework. And what they did is that they just had a challenge where a lot of teams went together and they created really cool AI solutions using this Project Malmö to actually see how agents work together in a play field. So you need to program how they behave, how they learn, environmental neural networking, and all the other AI technologies and ways of doing AI. And yeah, it's really cool. You should really go and check out the webpage.
It's amazing how many stuff we're doing, people doing with Minecraft.
Yeah.
We have all kinds of cool stuff happening with Minecraft, like Minecraft for education, you know, the cool extensions people are building. It's amazing.
We haven't even had some content here at the Build Tour for AI and even bots.
Yeah, that's right. So I think that's it. That's all the stories for today. Thanks everybody for joining us. If you have any comments on anything that you saw in this video, feel free to comment below. Otherwise, we'll see you at the next This Week on Channel 9 next week.
Thank you.
Shishi.
Shishi.